Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
I'm throwing rocks tonight. Mark it, dude.
This was a valued rock. This was a...
Yeah, man, it really tied the room together.
This was a valued,
What tied the room together, dude?
My rug.
Were you listening to the dude's story, Donnie?
Walter.
Were you listening to the dude's story?
I was bowling.
So you have no frame of reference here, Donnie. You're like a child who wanders in the middle of a movie and wants to know...
Walter, what's the point, man?
There's no reason. Here's my point, dude.
Hey. Welcome back here with Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. And you joined in a great show this evening. You know, if you tuned in earlier, you were able to actually hear some of my story about my most recent fishing trip. And, you know, I've been talking about questionable tacos, fishing trip, you know, muscling past sour stomach, as well as focus, beautiful island fishing, beautiful day, being focused on the experience. So here you go. One of the first questions for you this evening, where does your focus lie? You know, begins really the first question you need to ponder and discuss, because tonight we're going to be talking about that. You know, sometimes just having your eye on the prize, that's good, but how much eye on the prize is too much? You know, when do you begin to miss life's journey? Your life experience? When do you begin to kind of swat your life experience and the journey away, almost like a common housefly? Later on in the hour, Billy Boy and Dano are joining me to discuss focus, to discuss their life and where they're really focused at. We're going to really put things in perspective tonight. So let's return back to the story. There we are, us three, on this boat. Okay, I've got a sardine, I'm putting it on the hook, I'm baiting the hook, and I'm casting it way far behind the boat. I'm diligently holding the rod. My feet are planted firmly. I'm muscling through the sour stomach. You get the point, right? I'm recognizing the journey, and I'm working to cherish the experience. You know, all of a sudden, I feel something at the end of the line. And there's been several hours that have passed, y'all. Let's not just say this happened within a few seconds. This isn't a fishing show. This isn't like in 5 seconds, they cast it out there and all of a sudden there's this huge fish at the end of the line. No, this is hours. And I'm muscling through some bad taco, like sour stomach thing going on here too, guys. And the seas, they weren't that calm that day either. So all of a sudden, I feel something at the end of my line, right? And I'd had a few nibbles earlier. I could feel them earlier. But I knew that this one was real. I could feel it. It was real. You know, as I hooked the fish, I begin to reel it in. I realized that I wasn't really focused on the fish, though. So think about this. I wasn't really focused on that fish. I was actually now beginning to focus on how much work reeling this fish in is going to be. You know, I started focusing on kind of other things, like unhooking it, holding it steady, possibly, for a picture. You know, without squeezing it too hard, because if you squeeze it too hard, you're going to kill it. And wanting to release it alive, well back alive into Mother Ocean. Because if I'm not going to eat it, I'm not going to kill it. It's just not the way I roll. You know, so I'm reeling faster and harder, and the fish is fighting me, really fighting me. I mean, it was wild. And you can see it like kicking up in the water. You know, and I'm realizing, yes, this is a big fish. I got a big fish. The other two people on board realize it too. You know, the reel begins to bend, it's bending, and the fish is racing back and forth behind the boat. You know, the captain decides to turn off, he pulls up the motors, turns off the motors, because the fish is trying to go underneath the boat. You know, the rod is bowing, and it looks and feels to me like it's going to break. It does, it feels like it's going to break. You know, we all get a glimpse of the fish, and it's huge. It's a big one. It's a big fish. And it's still fighting me, but I'm focused on the experience. I'm not focused on how much work this is going to be and all this stuff. I'm focused on the experience. It's really neat. It's really neat that this is taking place. I mean, I've caught fish before, but nothing like this. You know, as I pull up the fish, I realize it's a large, very large barracuda. It's a big fish. You know, Greg grabs his iPhone and takes pictures as I'm pulling the big fish up. And, you know, the captain starts helping me take the fish off the hook. And as Greg's taking this picture, I kind of look toward the captain, but I don't really. And I say, hey, I was like, you know, let's go on and release this fish right after this. And I see him hitting the fish with a wooden club. And I take the picture, and I'm holding the big fish with his huge white, huge teeth. And, you know, after we get done taking the pictures and I have a smile on my face, I look back at the captain and go, oh, yeah, okay, so you must have just stunned him, you know, for a second so I could get that picture. Because these teeth were huge. I mean, these animals don't mess around. And he goes, no. This fish is good eating. You know, this is good eating. And if you don't want it, I'm going to take it. And yeah, he's almost dead. And he kind of puts him into this, you know, reservoir of water that he has in the back tank of the boat. And I look down and I have blood all over my arms, my legs, and my feet. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And so he gets a bucket and, you know, basically, you know, drenches me with it. And all of a sudden, this experience has changed. Because I wanted to let the fish go. Catch and release, that whole concept. Because if I wasn't going to eat it, I figure I should go on and release it. And that totally changed my experience. And I understand the fact, I know that some people listening are saying, oh, Ashley, come on, you're being so dramatic. I mean, you eat fish at a restaurant? You know, where does it come from? Where do you think it comes from? And I totally get it. And I did catch fish earlier in the week, but I ate them. I ate it. I didn't leave any of it to waste. So I started asking myself a question. I started realizing the big fish metaphorically. You know, what's really entailed in catching a big fish? You know, what is entailed? What is the process of getting a big fish? You know, do others around you, do the other people around you, do they have the same thought process as you? Do you even have a say in the matter? Like in this situation, okay, I catch the big fish. I have my assumption on what I want to happen, but it doesn't happen that way. It happens the complete opposite way. And, you know, when I look back at it, I realize, you know, this man is going to eat this fish. He's going to have it for his family. And it makes sense. But in my eyes, I didn't get that. It wasn't part of my thought process or experience. And I think a lot of times in life, when you are aiming to catch the big fish, you have to understand that other people might have a different thought process. They might have a different idea of what they want to do once they catch it or once you catch it. So I think that focus is something that we really need to look at tonight, because in that whole experience of being on the boat, of dealing with the sour stomach, and you can kind of insert anything into that. So think about it. The big fish could be metaphoric for whatever you're going for, if it's career, whatever it is, whatever it is that you are striving for in your life, that's the big fish. Everything around it on the way to getting that big fish is your experience and your life journey. It's what makes life interesting, right? Yes. Thank you. I heard that. And what else? Focus. How much focus is too much focus on that? How much focus is too little focus on that? And at what time do you have to sit and look at yourself and say, hey, I feel good about where I'm at. I feel good about this. And I have to forget or put on the back burner the other stuff going on in my life. In this situation, it was the tacos that wanted to go north, and they did. But in that process, I wasn't feeling good after that. I was feeling really, really sick. But I knew that I still wanted to be part of this experience. I didn't want to go back to the dock and just sit down and miss it all. Just like in life, you don't get a do-over, right? There's no do-overs in life. When was the last time I'm going to be in a beautiful environment in that particular place, in that particular ocean, in that particular spot in my whole life? When? I don't know. I mean, you got to live life. So that's what we're going to be talking tonight about. And coming up in our next segment, you know, Dano, Billy Boy, and I are going to really discuss focus. We're going to discuss focus on a multidimensional plane. Okay? And I think this is going to really help you and me and us to really put in perspective, you know, what focus really is and how we inherently push forward. But also more than that, what is our intent? What do we really want out of life? What is our main intent and what do we want and how far are we going to go to get it? And what are we going to miss in the process by going after it? So stay tuned because guess what? Perspectives with Ashley Burgess will be back in what? We'll be back in two shakes.
We all age. It's how we deal with it that matters. Cosmetic surgeon Dr. Jeffrey Edelglass of Skintastic Medical and Rejuvenation Centers have refreshing news for women and men alike. Skintastic creates beautiful and natural-looking results for women and men alike with two convenient Dallas locations in Uptown and Plano. If you've considered rejuvenating your look, visit us online at skintastic.com for more information. Find out for yourself why Skintastic founder and cosmetic surgeon Dr. Jeffrey Edelglass has been seen on NBC, ABC, CBS and Fox. Dr. Edelglass offers you the latest advancements in body contouring and laser skincare, treatments that are fast, pain-free, with little or no downtime, that deliver amazing results. Watch Dr. A on the last Friday of every month on D, the broadcast, for Ask Dr. A with Bravo star Courtney Kerr. Book your free consultation today at skintastic.com. skintastic.com. Your beauty realized.